South Dakota state government will have to tighten its belt once again as we head into the 2018 legislative session. Governor Dennis Dugard did outline that vision to fund the state government. We're going to unpack that budget presentation even more with Lee Strubinger. Lee, are you there?
Can you hear me? Hello.
Hi, Lee. Welcome. Thanks for being here. Joining us from the Black Hills Bureau in Rapid City, STPB's Black Hills Bureau. We're going to bounce off of what Dana and Denise sort of set us up for here, but I want to go back to the basics a little bit for people who are tuning in and don't quite understand how the state budget works. And so could you just give us an overview first of how the governor's budget address works and what do we generally learn from it?
The budget address is a speech the governor is constitutionally required to give. It's an update on the state and regional economy and a look at projections and trends. But ultimately, it is the chance for the governor to say, here's how I think we should balance the budget, and in doing so, how the government will be funded.
All right. Where do the lawmakers come in then?
When the legislature convenes. They convene for 40 working days, which some legislators think that's not enough time, as the governor gets a chance to look at, in his office, get a chance to look at numbers basically year-round. But that's essentially when these appropriations committees, both in the House and Senate, get down to work and really dive into the various state agencies and their funding. So they'll take a look at agency wish lists and take a look at revenue projections and craft a budget based on what those agencies need to operate and how they can be funded.
Easier said than done. Now, we've talked a little bit about the cautiousness of you know, the governor's recommendations this year and possible adjustments. So let's start there. Give us an overview.
So just as fiscal year 2017 was a challenging year for lawmakers, so is fiscal year 2018. So keep in mind, each fiscal year starts in July. When lawmakers convened last year, revenue just kept coming in at lower and lower than projected. It seemed like every month when we got to some of those end of the week press conferences, it was just, you know, revenues are still down. So fiscal year 2017 had to be adjusted several times before lawmakers went home in the middle of March. This fiscal year, the governor is expecting a $33.7 million budget shortfall.
All right, so we know a little bit about what's contributed to that shortfall. It's the sluggish ag economy. Mm-hmm. It's those internet sales. Dig into this healthcare, you know, the cost of healthcare. How is that contributing?
Well, the governor's, you know, basically pointing to the rising cost of healthcare as a reason for this, you know, revenue collections being down. And he's basically saying that South Dakotans have less disposable income to spend at Best Buy or to spend at Walmart and those sorts of places, which could be especially hard during this Christmas season, where whether people are deciding whether or not to buy that extra Christmas present or pay for their own health care.
Right.
You know, in addition to that, the cost of education has gone up, and the governor says that schools are seeing an increase in enrollment, and you know that costs the school districts more money. That and also some emergency costs that kind of dinged the state by about $3 million all add up to about that $33 million shortfall.
All right. We talk about families having a little less. Some of them might even want to save some money so they have something in reserves. Talk about how the governor is using state reserve to sort of shore up the gap here.
Well, he wants to dip into the budget reserve for about $7.2 million and tap into some other funds to generate enough to cover around one half of that shortfall. And then he wants to reduce state expenses by $16 million from various agencies to cover for that other half of the shortfall.
Talk about the details. What, you know, how is he planning on doing that?
Well, Dugard is asking the legislature to put an additional $16 million into state education. This is for next fiscal year, I apologize. You know, which you know, the state school districts are seeing enrollment growth. And then, you know, another million and various other dollars for maintenance and repair costs and stuff like that. For this next fiscal year, he's not proposing a pay increase for state employees. though he does want to provide some increases for jobs like social workers to kind of bump that pay up by about, I think, 50 cents an hour, just to incentivize those workers to stay in the state rather than them going elsewhere. But he says the state cannot afford pay increases this year.
A couple minutes left, Lee. Let's make sure we get to the tone from lawmakers. Who did you talk to, and what were they thinking?
Well, there's definitely some frustration. I spoke with Senator Ryan Maher, and he's a Republican who represents the northwestern part of the state. He says pretty much this budget is a zero-based budget because farm income just isn't there. And he says that's even hitting his own business. I also spoke with Representative Tim Rounds. His district encompasses part of Pierre. So he's got a lot of state workers in his district. And he says that they're going on their second year in a row now without a pay raise. But Rounds says that raising taxes would definitely be off the table since the legislature has already raised the gas tax recently and the recent sales tax bump for teacher pay as a part of that Blue Ribbon Task Force.
All right. Lawmakers don't have much money to spend, so that takes up its own amount of time as they figure out where the money they do have should go. What else, then, is the session focused on? Because they can't make any major initiatives that have dollar signs attached to them. What else are they looking at?
Well, they'll have to craft the budget, but there's also still that lingering non-meandering waters issue that lawmakers met in special session this summer to hash out. They created some rules, and those were set in place, but they sunset in 2018, so they're going to be taking an even closer look to that and how those rules sort of worked over the summer. That issue is definitely going to be back on the table. Other lawmakers say they're going to be focused on social bills. I think we can expect the permitless concealed carry and legislation to come back up again, and possibly even some legislation that deals with social issues in the education system.
All right. What about the governor? What's his focus for his final term as governor of South Dakota?
That question was asked
final
in a press
year,
conference.
Final year, I should yes. say. His yeah. final year. Yeah. Correct me.
Sure. That question was asked during a press conference yesterday, and he sort of pointed back to the fact that he is the chair of the Western Governors Association, and his main focus on that association has been workforce development. And he said with little to no money to spend that they're going to have to find some interesting ways to address that issue.
Lee Strubinger, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
And thanks to our friends at the Black Hills Surgical Hospital for helping bring coverage to you from the Black Hills.